Chapter 8. Hurricane Party. Wells is innocent. Topher is innocent. Was it just an accident? I asked Holiday as we drove back to August House. Maybe Greg did fall into the pool. Maybe, said Holiday, but it didn't sound like she believed me. I was getting tired of our investigating. It was my last night at August House, and tonight was the hurricane party. I just wanted to have fun. I stopped the car outside Holiday's house. Then, she said, "Do you still want me to come to the hurricane party?" I told her about the party a few days ago. I didn't want her to come now, but I said, "Yes, of course. 8 p.m.?" Holiday smiled. "I'll be there." When I walked inside August House, everyone was getting ready for the hurricane. Adi and Jasper were putting food on the table. Wells was playing music, and Eliza and Doc were playing a game together. Everyone looked happy and excited, and I knew that I should feel excited too. But I didn't. I felt worried. The storm was arriving, and it was raining hard. I felt that something bad was going to happen. When Holiday arrived that evening, she was acting strangely. I pulled her into the library and closed the door. "What's wrong with you tonight?" I asked her. "I need to talk to you about Eliza," she said. "I don't think her alibi is true." "I'm her alibi," I said. "You weren't together all night," said Holiday, "and I learned something about Eliza earlier. Did you know that she had to leave her boarding school?" "Yes, I did," I said. "Do you know why she left?" asked Holiday. "No," I said. "Do you remember that Eliza and I know some of the same girls?" "Well, I phoned one of them. A girl at Eliza's school fell from her horse," said Holiday. "Eliza didn't like her. It was a bad accident, and the girl had to go to hospital." "Do you think the accident was because of Eliza?" I asked. "I don't know," said Holiday. "But the school thought that it was. Eliza left soon after the accident." "I don't believe you," I said. "You just don't like Eliza." Holiday looked surprised. "I do like Eliza, but she's a suspect. First, there was an accident with the girl at her school, and now the accident with Greg." "You're jealous because I like Eliza." I knew that wasn't the right thing to say to Holiday, but it was too late. "You think that I want to date you?" she said angrily. "I don't even like you, Michael. You're obsessed with rich people. Why did I come here? I should go." Suddenly, the lights went out, and we could hear the rain and the wind outside. "It's too dangerous to leave now," I said. "The hurricane has started." Holiday didn't look happy about that. "Fine," she said. "Then let's not talk anymore. We did it for years and we can do it again." I found Eliza in the kitchen and I smiled at her. "Are you enjoying the party?" she asked. "No," I said. "Are you?" Eliza didn't answer my question. She said, "Let's go to my room." I knew that Holiday was watching while I followed Eliza upstairs. Good, I thought. I hope that she's jealous. Eliza closed her bedroom door. "I like you, Lyndon," she said. "I like you too," I said. And then we sat down on her bed and I kissed her. Eliza smiled at me after we finished. Everything feels good again for the first time this summer. I'm not even worried about Greg anymore. Why? I asked. I think that he deserved to fall into the pool, said Eliza. Greg isn't a good person. But I was starting to think that Eliza wasn't a good person. I'll be back, said Eliza. She looked quickly at her phone, then stood up and walked into the bathroom. I looked at her phone. It was a terrible thing, but the phone was still open, and I had to move quickly. I picked it up. Eliza sent one message to Greg on the night of the party. It said, "Stay away from my family or you'll regret it." Holiday was right. Eliza pushed Greg into the pool. My obsession with her stopped me seeing the truth before. I heard the bathroom door open and I quickly put down her phone. "Let's go downstairs," I said, and I began putting on my clothes. Eliza looked at me strangely. "Are you okay?" "Yes," I said, and I tried to smile. "Let's go." When we came downstairs, I heard Wells talking about Greg. "I don't know what happened," Wells said, "but he deserved it." Jasper, Eliza, Adie, and Doc all started laughing. I couldn't believe it. They were horrible people. "That's enough," I shouted. "Greg's in a coma. Do you think that's funny?" I turned to look at Wells. "Do you think that dating Greg's mom is funny too, Wells?" Everyone went quiet. Jasper turned to look at Wells. "I'm sorry," he said. "You are dating Helene Holloman?" Eliza asked, and she sounded really surprised. "Shut up, Lyndon," said Wells. "You're a liar." "No, I'm not," I said. "Michael," Holiday said suddenly, "don't do this." But I needed to say it. "And Eliza pushed Greg in the pool." Everyone turned to look at me. "I read your message to Greg," I told Eliza. "You said, 'Stay away from my family or you'll regret it.' You didn't wake up early to open the door for Whimsy. You were in the garden because you pushed Greg." The room was quiet, and then Doc said, "Eliza was at my house that night. She woke up and you weren't there, so she came to my house." I couldn't believe it. "Why?" "I wanted to talk about my family problems," said Eliza. "I wanted to talk to you about them, but you weren't there. Then I came back from Doc's and found Greg in the pool. I couldn't tell you that I was at Doc's because you were jealous of him." "No," I said. "You pushed Greg into the pool. You're a bad person. You had to leave your old school because you hurt a girl." "I left my school because I was sad about my family," Eliza shouted. "You're the worst person, Lyndon," said Wells. "You're so obsessed with money," said Eliza. "You think that everyone is trying to win a game, but the only person in the game is you." I didn't know what to say, but I didn't have to say anything, because Meredith suddenly walked into the room. She was crying and her hair was wet with rain. "Greg is dead," she said. Then she disappeared up the stairs.